So I've talked about defending ducks on this podcast before. There's this one particular, like, smaller black and white duck that keeps getting fucked up by this, like, group of ducks. And it's been 4 or 5 times now that I've broken up fights with this specific duck. Like, he has, like, no feathers on the back of his head because he's been getting attacked so much. For some reason, yeah. I just decided I'm naming him Sanchez. That's my boy out there. When I see these other, like, mallards going for him, I walk out. I take Molly for a walk around the pond with a handful of fucking rocks. So I'm going to throw some rocks at some ducks today, but they usually scatter by the time I get over there.
Hey, you got to start feeding him so he comes over to you when you come out there, and then the other ones run away.
But then if I'm not there, they're going to take it out on him from getting special treatment.
Nah, I think eventually they'll learn. Like, if they get near him, you come by and...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to do. Like, I'm going to have to put hands on one of these fucking mallards just to prove a point. That's why I carry rocks. I'm going to fucking bean one of them, like, straight in the head.
Just let Molly loose on him. Will she go after a duck?
No. Well, a fucking goose came after us yesterday, and Molly couldn't be bothered. She didn't even notice, but he was coming at me. I was cussing at him. It's on my Snapchat story.
I say, so to follow the duck stories, the duck tales, to follow these duck tales, follow Jimmy's Snapchat.
Yeah, it's at PolishHammer91, 2 H's in there, because we all made Snapchats in 2011, and they don't let you change it.
Very true.
But hey, Sanchez has a, like, this bigger mallard that stays with him. I think that's his friend. And we're talking about friends.
No, we're going to cut this. This is going to be its own standalone thing. This is the
cold open.
No. Okay. Sure. Say that line again. Go back.
So I've been defending this duck.
No, that's the whole thing.
This is Wasted Information. Wasted Information.
But this is Wasted Information. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
What are you drinking, Brandon?
So, I was actually really excited about my drink today. So, I went over to the Total Wine in Lexington. It was the first time I went there since we moved here. And I was pleasantly surprised. If you've ever been to a Total Wine, they're huge. And they have everything. Very good selection of wine. Very good selection. Decent selection of beers. I specifically went there looking for a sour because I had some friends coming in town this weekend and they said they like sour beers. I was like, oh, I'll go find something. What I wasn't expecting to find was Brooklyn Bel Air Sour from Brooklyn Brewery, which is one of my favorite sours that I drank every year out in New Jersey. Every summer we drank lots and lots of this. So that's what I'm sipping on today. The description from Brooklyn Brewery is, our sour ale starts with bright notes of tropical fruit, yet finishes crisp and gently tart. It's a trip that's laid back, breezy, and completely refreshing. Yes, agree with all of that. So the hops, it's dripping with bright tropical fruit. That's what it says for hops. 4.5% ABV, so not super strong. Easily sip on it. It's really, really nice. How about you, Jimmy? What are you drinking?
I have 2 drinks today. Since we're doing like a brunchy recording, I was like, gotta get a Bloody Mary.
Ooh, that's so fair.
I don't know. Shout out the Bloody Mary mix. Zing Zang mixed with Tito's vodka. And it's Bloody Mary.
I do enjoy a good Bloody Mary. I haven't made one in a while, but
we'll do that when I come down there. Because we're going to need them the next, like, Saturday morning. But the beer I'm drinking, it's just what I had in my fridge. Leinen Kugel's Summer Shandy.
Nice.
Do I got to get into like the description of that? Might as well.
Yeah, if you want.
For those of you living under a fucking rock, you don't know what Leinen Kugel Summer Shandy is.
Sandy Shummers.
Sandy Shummers. My favorite beer. Summer Shandy, crisp Weiss beer with natural lemonade flavor. Our own unique take on Franz Kugler's original Munich tavern tradition. Leinen Kugel's Summer Shandy is our traditional Weiss beer with refreshing natural lemonade flavor to make it a perfect summer beer. In 2012, Summer Shandy won a silver medal at the Great American Beer Festival in the fruit wheat beer category.
Okay, to be fair, I feel like there weren't very many fruit wheat beers in 2012?
Well, let's look it up.
And now they're all over the fucking place. Like, you can find a Shandy from every beer company out there. It's not a bad thing. I mean, they're delicious, but...
Weird thing, though. Well, ABV 4.2%, IBU 11, available March through August. Unlike my favorite line of Kugel, Honey Vice, which is available from, like, May 17th to June 1st at only participating Kroger's, because I never see it anywhere else. But it says, pairs with barbecue chicken, fruit salads, watermelon, and freshly caught grilled fish.
I had the pairs with as well, and I stayed out of it.
It's always the weirdest thing.
Mine says, try Bel Air Sour with grilled chicken, seafood, goat cheese, sorbet, fresh fruit, and margarita pizzas.
Well, all right.
I mean, I'm going to make a meal with all of those together, minus the chicken and the seafood. So none of those things. I'll veganize all of the things, and then we'll...
How do you make a stinky vegan cheese?
There are some good... Like, goat cheese is a soft cheese. Which is a lot... Which makes it a lot easier to veganize, actually. Soft cheeses work really well.
But. I'm leaving that in, by the way.
Yeah.
It was like you tried to do a goat sound, but just failed and just leaned into it.
Definitely a burp.
I know it was a burp, but it was a very gassy burp. We're talking about friends. Being friends, having friends. I don't know.
Why are people our friends?
Yeah, why do people talk to us?
No, so we started talking about it in the happy hour, a little bit with like our names and shit.
On accident.
Like what our friends called us. And I was reminded of this recently, which made me want to talk about this. I went home last weekend. And by home, I mean where my parents, the town my parents live in.
Your hometown.
Hometown, yes. I had a couple friends that are still in town, and I went to see them. And it's, I always find it really interesting when you haven't seen, like, there are some friends that you can go very, very long periods of time without seeing and then go hang out with those people. It's like nothing changed. You can just pick up wherever you left off like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Which is always really fun and really, really interesting. Like, clearly you have a lot to talk about and catch up on, and things have changed, but just your personalities mesh so well that it's just, it's always just fun to relax at and hang out with them and have a drink or whatever. So that was good. That's kind of what I had, went out with a couple of friends, and one of them I hadn't seen in probably almost 3 years, probably over 2 years. The other one, it's been at least a year. I mean, all the quarantine shit with COVID didn't help any of this, and I was living in different states and everything. So just being able to go back and kind of hang out with those people was really cool. But there's the really interesting thing when I go hang out with old friends like that, like friends from high school, college, they don't know how to introduce me to their friends, like people I don't know yet. Whether they go, oh, hey, this is B-Dub, which is what most of them are like used to calling me, or they're like, this is Brandon, I guess. That's weird. And like some people just use it like 50-50 interchangeably now, which I think is fun. Like, they think I'm going to get mad if they call me B-Dub. I'm like, no, that was my name. It is my name. Yeah. I don't care. And it wasn't like I had a cutoff. It was like, no one can call me that anymore. I don't know. It was good. And then I had friends actually come visit here this week. And it was the same thing. I mean, it's a really good friend. I mean, it was someone I've known since, you know, seventh grade. And we've seen each other multiple times. We've traveled internationally together. You know, we've lived together for a few months at a time, things like that. So it's always fun to catch up, but we haven't actually seen each other in probably almost 2 years, but got to meet her new boyfriend and things like that, which is good. But it was, again, one of those people you just immediately hang out with because you've been friends for so long and nothing's changed. It's like if you live in a different city from a sibling and you don't talk to them all the time, you just catch back up. Do you get that when you go like go back home or hang out with anyone? Like,
no. No, like I said in happy hour, I was named James on my birth certificate and then never called James again until I went to school or like any kind of legal document, hospital document. I'm James. Yeah. Other than that, I'm Jimmy for all intents and purposes.
Well, the name thing, yeah, but
I'm saying I've had people ask me too, like especially like our 10-year high school reunion.
Right.
Somebody had asked me, is like, do you still go by Jimmy? It's like, nah, I'm Ryan now. It's like, oh, I didn't know if you like changed it. It's like there was a brief moment where I worked at a vending place and the boss said, what do you like to go by? I said, Jimmy. And he introduced me as Jim.
Great. This is Jim Bob.
Introduced me to that's coming up later. Who then introduced me to everyone else as Jim. So I was just Jim until my friend got a job there and he told me, there's no way in hell I'm calling you Jim. You're Jimmy. Even then with like James, it's like, it's too formal of a name for like my personality for everyone that knows me. It's like, I can't call you James. Like realistically, at least with yours, you already had like a cycle. You had people called you Brandon B-Dub, so it's still a choice. For me, I learned B-Dub first. I just transitioned into Brandon eventually.
I'd say you've transitioned out of it, which is funny. It kind of works up because, I mean, we probably see each other more than anyone else, so it kind of makes sense for you to transition out of it easier than everyone else. Like, the people I haven't seen since college and high school, and maybe only see them once a year, like, they're not talking to me enough to... for Brandon to be normalized.
Yeah. But outside of like niche nicknames, I don't have like a variety, like there's not like a confusion.
Well, you're talking about like how your name fits your personality though. And I think you have the type of personality where you can, if you meet up with old friends randomly or like see someone out, it's easy for them to pick up like, oh, Jimmy's a great time. Like we're going to hang out, we're going to have fun. And like, that's we just started talking to a group of our high school, college friends. I mean, we all went to high school together, but remained friends into college. Yeah. And I'd say at least I don't normally talk with them, but being added to this like group message, like they're planning an event this summer and doing things like that was fun to like, I feel like that's the group of people that we can just get right into. And it's like nothing ever happened. Like we took zero time off. Like
I lived with one of them. One of them I was just good friends with. The other one I've known since like fourth grade. But it's funny, like just seeing like what we still had each other's names as in our phones. Like I had one as Butt Chico.
But like, and they were split on mine too. It was like half of them were Brandon, half were Beta, which is funny.
And then one, a guy we've brought up before, has me still saved as Nim Nim in his phone. Since fucking high school. Cause like and he's never really like seriously like called me Nim Nim. Like he said it as a joke, but that was like a legit nickname I had in a small group for a short amount of time.
Do you remember like actively trying to make friends when you were little, like a child, like in elementary school, like middle school?
I don't remember specifically going out of my way to try to like get to know people and stuff. Cause I was a quiet, like, not nervous, but I guess I was kind of introverted as a kid.
Oh, I was the same way.
But it's like, I didn't know people. Like, I would start talking to people. I remember one time I called a guy by the wrong name and was just mortified. Because there's these two guys that looked very similar, Carl and Ashton. And I said Carl instead of Ashton, and he looked at me crazy. I was like, I'm never talking to anyone again.
Dude, I don't know what it was, but even I remember, I don't know if it was like I was an only child for the first like 7 years of my life. So like when I started school, I didn't have a sibling yet. Like I didn't know how to interact with other kids. And like, I didn't have like cousins close by or anything. Like it was pretty much just me and my parents. It was really weird. Yeah. Like I didn't know how to interact with children. Like, I don't think my parents had friends that had like kids that were our age or anything. Like I didn't really grow up with other kids in the first like 6 to 7 years of my life. My little sister's 7 years younger than me. And even the first couple of years of her life, I don't fucking know. Is it interacting with an infant, a toddler? Come on.
Yeah.
It doesn't help my social skills.
Shit, you didn't interact with her really until like she got to high school.
Oh, yeah. We weren't friends until I left for college.
Sitting there wearing her Cookie Monster flat bill cap, like having rap battles in the living room with her other weird little friends. Her John Cena poster. Not to drag her too much. But I had an older sister, so we were...
We'll do another episode on siblings, just sisters.
But just on what you were saying, like my sister is technically 3 years older than me.
You're older, yeah.
Well, 2 years, 11 months. So for most of the year, we're 3 years apart. But that's what I turned.
My sister's technically 6 years, 11 months younger than me, but yeah. It's 7 years.
But then our sisters have the same birthday. They which do. Is weird.
Which we'll talk about more in the sisters episode.
Yeah. But I grew up with cousins. Like I had three male cousins that were, one was my age. One was 2 years younger than him. One was 2 years younger there. We also had three female cousins that were like older, which is weird. Like West Side Pollocks, which we both are.
Yeah.
Your family went with like the reserved one or two kids. Mine just fucking, my grandparents had six kids. Of those six kids, two of which had three kids apiece.
Yeah.
One had two. One didn't have any. One had one and a stepdaughter. But they're like such ranging ages. But then I grew up next door to two kids that were similar ages. So I always had.
Like, yeah. And that was the other thing. So I grew up, I lived behind my elementary school. So the school I went to from kindergarten through third grade, I walked across the street. And I actually think that hurt because I didn't live in a neighborhood with other kids. There was no kids. There was one other kid that lived at the corner of the street. And like him and I were friends-ish. Like he would ride his bike down and everything, but they moved eventually.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a whole lot of friends around there. Like everyone else would ride the bus at school together. And like, they'd all get off the bus stop and like walk around their neighborhood together and hang out and ride their bikes together and shit. I was like, I don't even go ride my bike. I ride my bike across the street. And then I ride around the school and I come back home. Like, and I lived kind of like, I didn't live in the city as much. I lived.
It is fairly outskirts. Rural.
Like we didn't have sidewalks in my neighborhood because it was outside of city limits. So it was really weird for me. Like making friends was a weird thing. Like, I don't remember, like I remember actively having to like try and reach out and like find the cool kids, the people I thought were cool in kindergarten. And, like, God, I did some cringy stuff. But
go on.
No, I'm not going to talk about the cringy stuff now.
Name one.
All right. The cringiest thing was during one of our kindergarten, during one of our Christmas plays, one of the guys I thought was cool, who was in the PM kindergarten class, because I was in the AM class. He got to be, so we all had like four different roles. You were either like a mouse, a toy soldier, there was like two, there was like maybe like a princess doll, like, and then something else. And I was a soldier. So each of the like four characters, there was a main character. Like, so there's like a main soldier and there's a main mouse and a main princess, whatever. And he was the kid I thought was always cool. He was the main soldier guy. And I was like, after it got so bad.
I want to know what it is. I'm gearing up for it.
After the play, I was like, oh, I want to go talk to him. Because he's cool and I can make friends. Like, have a friend. So he was there. He had like an actual, like, they had like actual soldier uniform for the main character. The rest of us were just in like a red shirt with like paper like across our but I was like, ooh, I was talking to him, I was like, hey, you did a good job. And I was like, soldier to soldier, and like saluted him.
That's all the time we got today for Waste. What did he do? Did he salute back?
No, because he was a cool kid.
So what do you do?
I don't remember. I just remember being immediately embarrassed and walking away. So my first adventure into trying to make friends was not a great one.
Okay.
One moment while we wipe away the tears here. Oh, Jesus.
Anyway. I don't even know how to follow that.
I don't know. Like, I was
everything super... with me. Like, I'm guessing you didn't become friends with him after that.
Not really. Like, we did know each other eventually. Like, we weren't in the same class then, so we weren't really hanging out. And I don't think we had the same class until like second or third grade. Like, I think third grade, we ended up in the same class actually. And we were generally friends. We did actually play on the same baseball team. We talked about it a few years ago. No, a few to cut us. We talked about it a few episodes ago. How we went through like the Catholic like CCD classes.
Yeah,
he went to the same class. So like we were in class like every week together for like 8 years. So we definitely knew each other and like hung out.
So did you walk up to him in class and be like, God, "Hey, no. Give him the sign of the cross"? Like, right?
No. But like I ended up going to a different school. Even after that, like I remember like recognizing like who like the cool kids were, like the athletes, and like trying to be friends with them. And like that was always I was always like kind of in that group. But I think I've always been very much like a social chameleon. Like I can kind of fit in and blend in with any group. Like I was never like one of the cool kids in school, but I could hang out with them. Like I knew that crowd. And I could hang out with those people. Like, it wouldn't be weird, like, if we were at a party and I was, like, drinking with them or, like, you know, I just talked to them randomly in school. Yeah. It wouldn't be out of the norm. But I could also hang out with, like, random, you know, band kids or random. Like, I had multiple groups of people that I could bounce between. But I think that also kind of hurt because I never really locked down outside of, like, maybe one or two really good friends. I never really locked down like a friend group. So I was like really tight with like a small clique of people,
yeah.
Which I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. Like you take or leave. I mean, I wouldn't say it was either. It's just the way I kind of lived. I don't know. Did you have like a tight group that you traveled with and like
elementary school? No, I was kind of like the tertiary friend in a lot of things.
Yeah.
I feel like I wasn't popular. I was cool with like a lot of the popular guys.
I
went to like some birthday parties and whatever, but I never had like elementary, like from school, I didn't have like the close knit friend. My close knit friends were either my cousins or like my neighbors where I had the two guys next door, but that's because we live next to each other. But like outside of school, it was always weird. Like if they had like a friend from school came over and it's like, oh, who's this guy? We're hanging out, I guess. Or it's like, we're going to like a movie and their mom's driving us. But then she makes me sit in the front seat so they can sit in the back seat with their friend. I was like, that's weird. But yeah, and not to like middle school did I like establish like an like actual close knit group of friends. But then granted, that's when we started. Some people got cell phones.
Yeah.
You started like using like this actual phone at home, like calling people, like actually setting up time. Like, oh, let's hang out after school.
Oh, God. I remember like seventh grade on the phone all the time, mostly with my seventh grade girlfriend, but on the phone all the fucking time. And that was the only way. I actually did have a few friends then who would like call and like we'd go to movies and stuff. But
oh, I remember being on the phone with my seventh grade female friend that I liked, but didn't like me like that. But I was.
That's just the story of Jimmy.
Pretty much.
Until recently. Ooh.
Yeah, when I get the serial first dater. Didn't date back then, really. when I got to high school is when I started playing football. So I got immediately that network of friends, like that.
Right.
Even if we don't have class, we don't really talk to each other. We play football together. So we already have that immediate connection. Or like if you go into class, it's like, oh, fuck, I know him. I'm going to sit with him.
I get that. I was the same way.
Yeah. Once I got into high school, like having like football friends, started having friends like from middle school. That's when you start getting people that you lost contact with from middle school that are now in high school.
That was a weird. Well, that's like the football thing. That's literally how I got my nickname was cross country.
Yeah.
The coach named me because he couldn't pronounce my last name. Like he was literally yelling out everyone else's last name. Like on the first day of like the guys were running, like doing our first day trials. He looked at mine when I don't know the alphabet in Polish and then just came up with B-dub. So that was the weird mix of like, yeah. So the people on the team, who, like you said, you kind of have that association with and become friends with through that association, knew me as B-dub. And then I had some of the friends from middle school coming up like, why are they all calling you B-dub? That's weird. Yeah. And then like they were peer pressured into it. And now it's like 50-50. But anyway, you were saying.
Oh, nothing in particular. That whole concept of people you knew from elementary school, like people moved, people went to different districts, people went to different middle schools. And then like minimum 2 years later, you meet up again. Everybody looks kind of different. I remember sitting there in a Spanish class and a guy goes, "You're Jimmy, right?" I was like, "Yeah." "You're Ryan?" He goes, "Yeah." "Okay, cool. How have you been?" Like, and he had like real long hair now and all that. We all had like bowl cuts back in the day because that's what happened. But no, I remember one though, back at like one of the first friends I made in elementary school was in second grade, between like whether we went to like recess or lunch or something.
Yeah.
Came back, the teachers moved our desks around, but didn't tell us or told us as we were walking in. And then I saw I thought was my desk. I was like, "Oh, this is mine." And I sat down. I was like, "Oh, she didn't move mine." And then someone walks up to me, taps me on the shoulder, is like, "I think you're in my desk." And he had a long Polish last name too. And I think I just saw the ski. I was like, "Oh, that's me." And then mine was one over. So then we became friends. But then, getting into high school, you start getting established friends. You start meeting new people that way.
So looking back on it now, like, I was going to talk about making friends now, which is an interesting one. But
let's stick to finish up with high school, though, because I remember specific when we met was our junior year English class. But that was such a pivotal, well, for me, at least pivotal, because these are people I knew from my like sophomore year AP English. But now there's all these people that were in the other English class. And it fused together. Plus some of my friends that weren't friends with anyone else, they took AP now. So they're in that. It was a mix of like all these people I knew from football, people I knew through someone else, like some of the more popular kids that I knew from English class. Now everybody's all in the same class. It was just a melting pot of all these people that I know.
Yep.
And then seeing them interact.
There's a whole lot of people like I knew who they were in that class, but I never interacted with them before. And like never really hung out. It was a weird mix.
Yeah.
It was such a random like mix. It was strange.
That's how I knew you, because I knew the name B-Dub. And I met you once because my sister was in cross country. I met you once at like a play and you saved seats for people. And you were a super hyperactive being like, when you saw my sister showed up, it's like, "Oh, hey, we got seats over here for you." Like, we saved them. And it's like, you were like, I was like, "Okay, that's this guy." And then 2 years later, we're in a class together. We're not going to bring up that old chestnut of a story until someone asks about how we met. But we became friends and we started hanging out more. And then it was like in that group, sort of. And then it was you were dating our friend's sister. So you were at the house when I was there. And then you started hanging out with us. Then you just hung out with us and didn't date a sister. Then dated someone with the same name and then married her eventually.
After we didn't. Anyway.
Friendships are weird. But then in college.
So like,
I was just talking to my buddy about this on Friday night about college friendships. Like, you got, because you were in a frat, so it's a lot different. You had a lot of, like...
I had three very different college friend experiences, and we'll talk about that when you're done.
But I'm saying, with the frat, you had, like, a network of people. I went into college. Right. I just raw-dogged it. I had friends I knew. Like, there was a lot of people from our high school, our graduating class that went to Purdue. So I already knew them. And then I met people that they met, because I went there a year, the second year. Right. Like, people had been there a year, so I met people through people I already knew. And then in doing that, like, people on my hall I met through them. I met, like, the friend I was just saying I talked to this weekend, one of my closest friends. I met him through a neighbor in my dorm. Like, all these kids that were from Crown Point, I met a lot of people.
Would you say, like, now looking back on it, though, like, are you any closer to, like, obviously, like, our immediate, like, really close friends excluded? Are you any closer to, like, any of the random friends you met in, like, college or high school or new, even longer than that? Like, I feel like they all kind of even out at some point. Like, it doesn't matter how long you've known most people.
Like, any closer, like, as in still, like, friends, like, still keeping regular contact?
Like, I don't necessarily have any difference. Like, if I was at a bar and saw someone I knew from, like, high school or someone I knew from college, we'd probably have the same interactions. Like, I don't think I'd be any.
Yeah, I definitely have some like that. But then I also have, like, a smaller group of friends. Like, I got invited to a wedding, like, on a week's notice. I went to one friend's baby shower.
Yeah.
And another friend from that friend group was like, oh, we're getting married. It's like, you didn't get the invite? It's like, no. And I was like, oh, well, yeah, you definitely can come. Like, you should definitely come. And so I got a week's notice invite to their wedding, as opposed to just, oh, we ran into a bar. I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? Good seeing you. But then there was on that.
I mean, that's how I invited people to my wedding. I met them at a bar.
Well, no, I'm saying on that, there's that another niche group of friends from college that you only knew from the bars. Like, being that I never
got to have that.
You were in a private college in Chicago. I was in a college town in Indiana.
Yeah.
So there were people, there were, like, the characters that you saw at the bar and never, it would have been weird as hell to see them just, like, at the grocery store and try to talk to them there. And I'm sure I was that for some people too. Like, people only saw me fucking drunk as shit.
So now looking back on all of that, how is it making friends as a fully functioning adult?
I don't need new friends. No new friends.
No new friends.
Hashtag no new friends. Now, my most recent new friends have just been from work.
Yeah. That's the only, I mean, it's not the only way to make friends when you're an adult, but I feel like that's the most common way.
Well, being, like, the job field I've been in,
yeah,
I've gone to where I'm still, like, even closing in on 30 here, I'm one of the younger guys working these jobs.
Yeah.
So I would, especially when I worked for Schwann's, when I first started there, I was 27, and it was like, dude, you're a fucking baby working at Schwann's. And so I gravitated towards the nearest young person, the person closest to my age.
The baby gravitated?
Yeah, the baby gravitated to your newest young person in the fucking womb. I gravitated towards the, like, next youngest person, or the person closest to my age. Because at first I was like 27, he was 23, but the next youngest person after me was 40.
I'm a little jealous of that, though, because my wife and I were just talking about that. It's like, when we lived in New Jersey for, like, 5 years, like, yeah, like, we had friends that we hung out with, and, like, she made really good friends and through, like, people she worked with.
Yeah.
And I feel like I was just kind of there. Like, they were all, like, colleagues. Like, they were all going to school together, like, in grad school together.
You're the friend's husband.
Right.
Cool guy. So, like, I was the friend's husband.
And, like, we like, hung out. We had a cool group of, like, people that we'd go hang out with and, like, drink with. But it was also, like, people she met through school, and then, like, their friends. Like, they were, like, acquaintances, you know? Like,
yeah,
like, we'll all go party at their house together. And, like, I know you because we're all here all the time drinking together. But, like, I'm not going to call you up and be like, hey, you and I, we met that one. Like, there's only one friend. I made one friend that way, actually. We were friends in New Jersey. I never had the opportunity when we were working out there, or like living out there, like through my work, because I worked at a pretty small startup. And like, you're like, oh, startup, that'd be cool. Like a bunch of young people doing tech stuff. No, I was the youngest one for quite a while. And there was 12 people who worked there. And the next closest person in age was my manager. So it wasn't like I was just going to go hang out with my manager. And then like the VP was the next closest person. So it was really weird. Like we did eventually go do some happy hours and stuff, but like we weren't calling each other up on the weekend and be like, hey, I'm going to go watch the game and grab a drink. Like it was really weird.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have that opportunity to make friends that way. It was always friends of like friends and meeting people through people.
Yeah.
Was the only way to do it. When we moved here, finally actually started making friends real ways. That's what home ownership does for well, we started meeting people around the neighborhood. Like yeah. We are now friends with the people who used to live next door to me. They've since moved across town. And like, again, we've met people through my wife's job, like their significant other, but like we'll all hang out together and like we'll do game nights and drink and stuff and like go out together. So that's fun. It's definitely, it gets more and more interesting as you grow. I went from being very, like we talked about at the beginning, very introverted, having a hard time making friends at a young age to like
going the opposite in college where
out with everybody, anybody.
Yeah. We've talked about that on a past episode where you'd make new friends. Make new friends.
Disappear. I would make new friends and be gone for the rest of the night. Back to like, okay, well, it's kind of weird when you're an adult. You can't just go do that. So, I mean, you can, but
you shouldn't.
End up on list or in jail. Yeah. And then, but I feel like as you age, you're more selective about the friends you make.
Yeah.
Which is okay. It's not quite no new friends, but selective new friends only.
Yeah. Like, it's not like in college where you're in a group of like 10 friends and you like five of them and the other five. Or four of them you can take or leave, and then one of them you absolutely hate, but they're in the group, so you can't do anything about it.
And as you get older, if you're paired up, so if you have a significant other or you're dating someone, you know, whatever, maybe you tend to like find those other like partner groups of people, like the other couples and things to hang out with, like people who are generally equivalent to you. I mean, I guess that makes sense because in college you're all equivalently just hanging out with everyone, getting drunk all the time. So,
yeah.
But you can be, like I said, you become much more selective as you get older. And it, I think it's a good thing. I don't think I could handle more than like on the regular, having more than like a few dozen close friends.
Like, oh, yeah.
More than like, you know, 10 close friends is a lot. Like people that I have to hang out with regularly, that's a lot. I don't mind hanging out with, you know, going home, going back to my hometown and hanging out with old friends. It's a blast when you do it.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that's how we kind of used to be when we were in college and stuff, like seeing each other like maybe once every couple months.
Yeah.
But then
we've talked about this before. I was down in Purdue all the time, but
then being on a podcast now, we talk to each other once a week, and I've visited several times in your different locations. Cause that was the thing too, taking a step back to, all your wife's friends in college, like having a party with a bunch of them, right. And then you're also there, like you're included.
Well, I would gravitate towards the significant others who were also just dragged along.
Yeah,
so, like, we all kind of be.
But then there was the one where I was there.
Yeah,
I don't remember which time that was, but everyone was over. That's when we were playing apples to apples, or we're playing rotten apples. Yeah. So it was apples to apples is just the family friendly game. Cards Against Humanity is the dirty one.
Yeah.
Rotten Apples is like the middle ground of like a lot of innuendos.
Yeah.
And they had a couple non-native English speakers. So we're all hanging out drinking, and then they get a card that's like an innuendo. And then immediately everyone's like trying to be, they're like, oh, what does that mean? And everyone's like, and then I just drunkenly just blurt it out.
That just means butt sex. Yeah. Like, yeah.
But yeah, it'd be like that where everyone's like, what does that mean? It's like, penis. It's kind of, it's like, it means penis. And then just keep going. Yeah, so friends are weird, right? Yeah, as agreed. You get older, it's basically, especially in with work friends, like in my career paths, I've gravitated towards like one person. Funny enough, it's almost always a person of color. It's never white people. But like, I get that where we're just like, oh, these fucking old white dudes, right?
Yeah.
Just talking shit. And so we bond like over that. And then we become friends. Like my one friend from Schwann's, we haven't gone in a minute, but we'd go bowling semi-regularly.
Nice.
I mean, I need to text him soon and be like, we need to go bowling again.
And what we're all going to take away from this is if you want to be our friend, hit us up on Instagram or email. I got nothing else to add.
Nothing really.
We'll wrap it up there. I don't know. What do they say about friends?
Don't
fuck them with the lights on. Is that the saying?
I don't know. Where did we go with this? I've just been talking about this recently, how I'm like a very talented writer up until I get to the conclusion. Like I could have like a masterpiece written and then the end is like, well, there it is.
They live happily ever after.
It's like, this is on fucking the economic state of the country. It's like, deep, that's all, folks. On that note, this has been Wasted Information. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to keep up with the show, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google, iTunes, or wherever you go to for podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram at WastedInfo or email us at wastedinfopod@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Wasted Information.